Pittsburgh section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. I'm Florence Katz, and Shirley Goldblum and I are continuing on tape 3 to interview Ann Littman. And this is November the 12th, 1982. And we'll continue with our interview, Ann. I think we're going to touch on your religious observances, your institution and organizations as far as religion is concerned. And I know you're very, very active at the Road of Sholem Temple. Would you like to go on and tell us of the activities you've had with the temple since you joined the synagogue?
By the way, I found a little booklet listing the membership. 1949. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we were members before that or not. I didn't. But I have all the booklets from 1949. The membership.
That's fine. Thank you for that additional light. That feels fine. If you would like to begin by telling us, perhaps you want to tell us about some of the things that happened with your family in Temple, or would you like to begin by telling us your work at Temple? How would you like to start?
Maybe it would be better, since you're asking, to tell about the family, because that goes back to 1943.
Well, let's start there.
Fine.
What happened in 43?
In 1943, our son, James William, was confirmed.
Was Rabbi Friedhoff there at that time?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. He's here since the 30s.
Can you elaborate that for us?
Well, I didn't think I would elaborate on it. Just to mention that the older son was confirmed by Rabbi Friedhoff, and in 1947, 5 years later, Thomas Stanley was confirmed by.
Your whole family knows Temple, don't they?
Oh yes, they belong.
Do your children belong today with their families to Temple?
Yes.
So you certainly have kept the religious affiliation within the family.
And this is interesting. Although our son Jim lives in New Jersey, his rabbi, Rabbi Green, was a classmate of Dr. Jacobs, senior rabbi.
Yeah.
And they are very close to this rabbi.
When did you begin to become active in the life of the temple?
Well,
you or your husband?
I studied Hebrew reading, writing, and conversation for 5 years, 1972-76.
You were in a group then that you studied with whom?
With a class, we had a teacher, I forget, we had several teachers,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember
mm-hmm.
the names.
That wasn't your first affiliation with studying Hebrew and Temple and...
No, see, like here, you see these two, this is for sisterhood. I was chairman of the Dining Room Corps in 1957-58.
Mm-hmm.
See, that goes back a bit. And then I served in the Gift Corner Committee 1961-65.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy your early work at Temple? I mean, were you
very
really
much.
Thrust into it? How did that happen?
I just enjoyed participating. I guess some of my friends, this helped in all the various organizations that I became interested in. My friends were doing work in those particular categories, like chairwoman of the Dining Room Corps, my friend Fanny Schechter was very interested in the temple, and it was through her interest, really, that I also became so very interested in Brandeis. I followed her as president of Brandeis, which you have in the record. But then, I'm with Sisterhood. Of course, we can just, you know, do both of these together.
Sure, sure, why not? Why not? Just really unfold it as you please. You and your husband joined when you were early young marrieds, I take it. And you became active immediately, or did it take you a little bit of time?
Well, you see, I was so involved. If you look at the dates here with my commitments in the city, and some people commented.
Well, we have the dates.
I'm not going to go over it. I'm just saying I was so very much involved here.
Yeah, that you didn't have the time for that.
I think my involvement in the temple, actually in you know, the different groups, came somewhat later.
But when you were through with your other organizational
work. We did attend, my beloved husband of blessed memory enjoyed attending the Vesper services, the Friday evening, and of course we went on Saturday to the Saturday morning services. Also, to the Sunday morning breakfast. And he was very much interested in the senior men's discussion group lectures, which I sometimes attend. I was going to attend this Thursday because my friend Dr. Barbara Shaw was the speaker, but for some reason or other, I don't know, the weather or something kept me from going. And I've had this little cold, which it's just about clear now, but it's still a little raspy. Anyway,
when did you start to work then in Sisterhood? How did you become involved so that you, I mean, it unfolds that you and your husband as a young couple went to temple and enjoyed some of the lovely things that we do enjoy, like Sunday morning breakfasts, and your husband liked the discussion groups, but how did you become actively involved in Sisterhood? What happened?
Well, I was asked to be chairwoman of the Dining Room Corps in 1957.
What did that demand of you?
That was very demanding. We had to sort of set up the tables and things. And I have a list of the women who were on my committee. And these women, surprisingly, are now at the top, in top offices of, at the temple.
Isn't that nice?
Some of these women.
That's where you start
with
out.
Yes. With whom I worked.
So you started out in the kitchen and worked your way up.
Yeah, not in the kitchen, really.
No, in the dining room, of course.
The Dining Room Corps, for example, this is not so important, but what we did, we had the saw that the proper tablecloths were provided to suit the occasion, and the floral decorations.
You gave it the woman's touch.
I gave it the woman's touch. Gave it an artistic setting. Mm-hmm. You know, they
a home away from home.
Exactly. You're talking about that was my fraternity, the Mother's Club. We tried to make a home away from home for the boys who lived in the fraternity.
Well, you did similar work then in Temple, in the Dining Room Corps.
Right, right. And there, in a time, it seems to me that we even worked in the kitchen. When you say worked in the kitchen, I think we did, because we tried to conserve on the expenditures.
That's all part of it.
And that's part of it, right.
What did you? How long did you stay with the Dining Room Corps?
Just for 2 years.
And then what did you do?
57 to 58. Then, in 1961, I served with the Gift Corner Committee. And this was very interesting. They have these Judaica books and articles, home. The women make gifts, various gifts, you know, like for children, little baby gifts, and knitting beautiful, they do beautiful work. In fact, Lillian Freehoff was an advisor to that committee.
Was that the inception of today's gift shop as we know it? Or had it been activated before that? You just became affiliated with it at that point.
Yes, I just became affiliated because I guess a friend of mine probably was active in the service, mm-hmm. in the gift corner. And this was a project. They raised funds, and through the funds raised in the gift shop, they had the funds for their various projects, you know, mm-hmm. that they, you know, like gave to the endowment fund and various projects that Temple was interested. So it was a...
What was your job specifically?
Just one of the members of the gift
you
corner
sold
that
the,
sold.
You sold. Oh, they had someone did the buying.
Yes, well, usually the, like my friend Rose Grossman is the chairman of the gift corner now. And she with her group, with her chair people, co-chairman or whatever, purchased the gifts for the gift shop.
They do the buying. You were one of the people who served
who
time
served,
in there and sold.
Yes. So
whatever.
Well, that was a nice piece of work.
Yeah.
So you went from dining room to selling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To selling room. Became a sales lady.
Good for you.
From teacher to sales lady. Then in 1976, my friend Alma Balter, who was president, asked me to be archivist.
That sounds interesting. What did that entail?
Well, that I showed you the books last week.
We'd like to hear about it because on tape it doesn't show. Tell us what an archivist does. If you can concretize it for us, just give us a sentence that let us know what...
I'll give you a little something. Where is this? This will tell you.
Well, obviously we can see it, but you can't hear what we can see.
Well,
as an archivist, did you keep a historical notation of what was going on in Temple?
No. This is for Sisterhood.
Oh, I see.
This is for Sisterhood. Wrote a Shalom Sisterhood. Now, see, here is the annual report of the Archives Committee. 1976. The Archives Committee has kept a chronological record of publicity, all meetings, mail sent out by Sisterhood during the 1976-77 period. In other words, this is a compilation of our history for posterity.
All the activities of the Sisterhood.
Yes. See, it doesn't... Mm-hmm. I see.
So this is historical evidence that is kept in the archives, and it goes on. How long have you stayed with that job? Didn't I hear you say that they wouldn't let you leave that job? You were such a good archivist.
Yes. I started
somewhere I heard that.
I started with Alma Balter in 1976, and now I'm serving for the seventh year. You're only supposed to serve 2 years, but when Alma was through, then Harriet Weitzman came in, and Harriet said, "Ann, just do it for me." So I stayed another 2 years.
So you're still serving as archivist now, in 1982?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So after Harriet was through, Lois Rosenbaum came in. Lois said, "Ann, just for me, another 2 years."
Obviously, you did a good job.
Then Rose Rashbaugh, whom I know for many years, in fact, I think I knew her husband before she married him, said, "Ann, you're an old friend of mine. You must do the archives for me." So I'm doing it for the seventh year, like Jacob working for his wife in the Bible.
Wow, that's great. That's a wonderful thing. Obviously, you do it well and have served under a number of people who continue to ask for your help, and that must make you feel like
a very firm
part of the community.
This is how, this is a chronological... See, I have them here in order.
I see. This piece of paper discusses the events, their dates, their times, their purpose, their activities, and it just notes for the historical event.
The publicity is put in the book.
And when you submitted this, you submitted it respectfully, wishing to thank the members of the committee and all of the chair people involved. Very nicely done. Very nicely done.
And, as you saw the books, I believe.
Yes, you did show us those books.
Just
they're wonderful memorabilia.
Just to give you
an
idea, the pictures that are taken, for example, last Saturday was Dr. Freehoff's 90th birthday celebration, and there'll be pictures. After they had about 20 rabbis from
That was Saturday evening.
No, no, that was Saturday morning. At the temple.
And they had this rabbi come from Chicago, who took over the temple when Rabbi Freehoff left. Dr. Freehoff left.
Rabbi Siegel. Not Siegel, but Siegel. Fred. He was here when my sons were in youth group, and I know him. He has 3 or 4 sons.
Yeah.
I know who you mean.
Well, he was the main speaker, but they had these rabbis from all over the community.
Yes, I had heard that.
All the Reform rabbis, and rabbis from all over spoke. It was really beautiful. And then they had a buffet luncheon. Magnificent.
I heard it was lovely.
It was lovely.
And are we aware somewhere along the line that you and the Freehoffs have enjoyed some special social time together? Your husband, when he was alive, and the rabbi and Mrs. Freehoff, did you spend any time with them that you would like to?
No, this that I told you about, the visit to their home, had to do with, it ties in with the, after the archivist, after I've told you about the archivist, the next item on my agenda here is bookbinding.
Oh, you did the bookbinding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a member of the bookbinding class, 1977 to 79, and this is what ties in with Dr. Freehoff,
mm-hmm.
who started the group, continues to be an inspiration to this important committee. He delights us with his fascinating stories while he efficiently teaches us his master craft. His knowledge of the art of bookbinding is superb. It really is marvelous. Then at the end of one season, when I was in the class, we invited Dr. Freehoff and Lillian Freehoff for luncheon. And they in turn invited us to go to their home.
How nice.
And this was really a thrilling experience. The walls of Dr. Freehoff's home are covered wall to wall with his precious, treasured volumes of Hebrew literature. And he showed us some of these fine books of his.
Mm-hmm. He certainly has published a lot, hasn't he?
Wonderful. Well, of course, the treasures, that he, these volumes, these rare treasured volumes that he showed us, they were not his books.
No, no.
He has written the responses.
Gathered them.
In fact, in the bookbinding, the women bound these books. But I must tell you that I served on bookbinding for 2 years, and when I became chairman of the archives, I did my work in the bookbinding room, because they have all the paraphernalia, the paste, and they gave me 2 tables. In fact, 1 table as big as this and another table. And I still work in the bookbinding room, and I treasure the time that I spend there. Many times I go and I listen to Dr. Freehoff, because he has a continuous story to tell. He always brings something of interest to us. And we're so enamored with his stories.
Is it a big committee that does this?
Not a big committee.
I mean,
I would say there are about 10 or 12, if that many. I don't know how many around there. I don't think that many. Maybe that many.
It must be fascinating work, and certainly to be affiliated with the good rabbi and his wisdom must be a pleasure. How often do you meet with him?
Well, I haven't been there recently.
Well, you've had your own problems to deal with.
This past year, I haven't I haven't even started this. What I do is I collect the archives. I have a book, and I have each event a different page. You know, I put the flyer that comes for the event, I put it into mm-hmm. this booklet, and then when I'm ready. And there's a very dear woman there. Her name is Dr. Sarah Lerner. I don't know if you know her or not. Well, when she saw my book and she saw this writing, she says, oh, she said, I have never seen anything like this. She said, I want to take it to the man who did the decoration on this huge window that we have in the temple. He did the calligraphy on it. And she wanted to know if I studied calligraphy. And I, I have a copy of this, and each one of my books contain, I just have a...
Your writing is beautiful. It's lovely. I'd like to state for the record, it's a pleasure to read.
Well, you have to read this, because this is so meaningful. This comes from Dr. Marlin. I have just read your very thorough annual report on the School Children's Health Fund, and I am much impressed with it. I don't think I've ever taken the time or found the opportunity to tell you how grateful we are in Pittsburgh Public Schools for the deep devotion that you bring to your work as president of the School Children's Health Fund. The effect of this activity over the years is one of uncounted benefits to children who would otherwise be critically handicapped. I count your personal leadership in this whole enterprise as extremely strategic to its success, and I extend to the faculty and Board of Education our very sincere thanks and hope for your continued service in this direction. This isn't the letter. Well, anyway, in one of the letters he says, the thing that pleases him is the writing.
The handwriting.
Well, I can understand that because it's really lovely to look at. Now, aside from your archivist activities and your bookbinding, are you in any way, does Temple in any way touch you personally in any other way? I know that you are very active. You're a consistent Temple goer, and you enjoy a lot of the nice things that happen at Temple. Is there anything specific that you would like to talk about?
This should be spoken about, too. And you're just calling it to my attention.
The Torah.
This will tie in.
The five books of Moses.
Let's see. Where did this come? Oh, here. This... I was bat mitzvah May 15th, 1976.
You were bat mitzvah in 76? How nice.
Yes.
A mature bat mitzvah, we might say.
Well, here's a little explanation.
All right, describe it. How'd that happen?
Well, actually, I didn't go to be bat mitzvah.
That's right. Huh?
You can see that. It describes it. I didn't go to be bas mitzvah. I went to study Hebrew. One day, I'd been studying a couple of years, two, 3 years. Dr. Jacob came into the room, and he said to the class, I'd like to ask you a question, and we're going to decide in a democratic way how you feel about it. Many of the congregations are having their women bat mitzvah or bas mitzvah. I don't know, some of them say bas mitzvah.
Yes, it's
noticed,
bat mitzvah is
Sephardic.
My teacher
said bat mitzvah when I was studying. One of the teachers now they
call it bas.
Yeah, well, it's the new Sephardic that Israel
uses. I wrote bas mitzvah here. Mm-hmm. We studied Jewish history. Go on with the question, answered question. He said, we'll decide in a democratic way if you want to go ahead and be benot mitzvah. That's the plural.
Oh, benot mitzvah. Benot. Mm-hmm.
So the majority voted in favor. I wasn't terribly interested, but the majority of the class were interested.
So you went along.
So I went along with the class. We studied Jewish history, Hebrew, and philosophy in order to prepare ourselves for the benot mitzvah ceremony. Rosh Hashanah congregation sisterhood and brotherhood presented each one of us with the book, the new book of the Torah. That is this. And this is his little, Dr. Freehoff's little...
It says here, it was good to have you in the class, and best wishes to a good student, Walter Jacob. Put this on the flyleaf on the cover here.
Mm-hmm.
but this was presented to you, this book called The Torah, The Five Books of Moses, Translation of the Holy Scriptures, was presented to Anne B. Littman by Road of Sholem Congregation Brotherhood and Sisterhood, May 15th of 1976. How nice.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Jacob signed his name in the book with greetings and his best wishes on the first bas mitzvah at our temple, and the only one thus far.
How neat.
How many
in that group?
Here, it tells you here.
I don't
remember the number. Excuse me, dear. I'll show you where
front?
It is. No, uh-huh. I'll show you where. I think it's on this. I think this is the one.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes, here. Those who will be bas mitzvah are Frieda Blumenthal, Sylvia Buses, Mildred Kaplan, Selma Davis, Marion Egger, Jeanette Ferber, Dorothy Grinberg, Nancy Lasman, Cecile Levy, Sharon Lesgold, Ann Littman, Betty Safer, Emeline, and Pauline Silk. So there were 13 of them.
How nice.
Yeah.
A group bat mitzvah.
The right number, 13.
13, indeed.
13.
Well, it came along a little bit later in your life, but how does it feel to be a bat mitzvah?
Well,
it was interesting.
We were all delighted to stand on the bima.
I should imagine.
To deliver our portion of the service. And I selected for my little special prayer, Sim Shalom Tova, that is, bless O Lord, in favor of our congregation. Sim Shalom Tova, Rachamim. And I recite it every week when I'm in temple, when Mimi Lerner sings it or anyone, I go right along with it because I still remember.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah. And I want to tell you, my beloved husband of blessed memory had a luncheon at the Park Shenley for me. And the
he really treated you like a bat mitzvah, didn't he?
Yes, the family came and gifts came.
Oh! Did you get a fountain pen? The famous fountain pen?
Maybe I did. That would have been a surprise.
Then you know what it's like.
I know what it's like, right. And that ties in, I guess, with they were confirmed, the boys. They didn't have a bat mitzvah when our boys were...
Bar mitzvah, you mean?
They didn't
do that at that time.
This is just recent.
Yes.
Very recent.
Are you glad for that? How do you feel about that?
I feel very good about it because my grandson, Edward, there, you see his picture. That's his bar mitzvah picture.
So you like what has happened to the religion in your particular temple? You like the turn that it has taken?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you. I must tell you this. You know, our Tim is married to Sally Rosenfield, and her beloved father, blessed memory, he was a past president, and he and
of
some
the
of
congregation?
The congregation of the congregation of the
brotherhood.
Of the brotherhood.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He and many others had wanted the bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, but somehow. Some were not in favor, and so they didn't have them. But if you come to the temple now, many of these people who are now high up on the membership list have been members of conservative, like Beth Shalom and B'nai Israel and all that, and maybe even more traditional. And they wanted it.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Jacob went along with the group and...
Do you think this was part of his doing, rather? You think that Rabbi Freehoff stayed away from that portion of it?
Well,
that it was his influence that kept that from happening?
No, I can't say, because he celebrates his bar mitzvah every year. He just celebrated his...
The anniversary of his
bar mitzvah, which... well,
no, I think
just
it must have been the will of the congregation.
Perhaps.
Subtract 13 from 90 and you get the answer.
And you get that.
He was bar mitzvah in London when he was a boy.
Mm-hmm. And brings it with him all the time.
And he celebrates annually.
Mm-hmm.
He celebrates his bar mitzvah.
No, I imagine it was the policy of the
temple. It may have been the people because that... then I took you to the...
Your bat mitzvah.
My bat.
In 1976, yes. Right?
Yeah. And then, I guess we go on following the, the bat mitzvah I have, let me see, in the congregation. But I guess you're just taking either the Bible classes presented by Dr. Walter Jacob, our senior rabbi, were held February 1978. He discussed scripture and its natural setting in the land of Israel. First, he spoke of the land of Israel. Second class was Israel's seasons. Third class, plants.